International humanitarian organizations have lashed out at Saudi Arabia for bombarding airports in Yemen. In a joint statement released on Monday, the Red Cross and Doctors Without Borders expressed serious concerns about Saudi attacks on airports across the poorest Arab country. They described airports as essential civilian infrastructure and called for an end to Saudi air raids. They also said it's necessary to establish safe channels to send humanitarian supplies to the war-torn nation. Youssef Mawri, our correspondent, joins us now from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Youssef, tell us about the highly censured actions carried out by the Saudis, which include targeting the airports in Yemen and also blocking aid and medicine from reaching those in need in Yemen.
Yes, unfortunately, over the past month and a half of these Saudi airstrikes, at first the Yemeni people, their most concern was about the airstrikes, killing innocent civilians throughout the country. However, it's sad to say that now the people are more worried about going hungry and falling into this humanitarian crisis, and panic is most likely to ensue. Within the Yemeni people, within the Yemeni society, and the Yemeni people, they're not that much more worried about the airstrikes because, unfortunately, they're afraid of going hungry. There's no fuel, there's no gas. There is a 24-hour outage daily. The situation continues to grows worse by the day. There's barely any cars in the streets. There are barely any taxis, buses to transport people to work, to transport people to the areas which they have to go to. And this is something, which is just getting worse by the day. And what's even worse is that Saudi Arabia continues to target Sana'a International Airport, which human rights organizations have stated is the main channel for necessary supplies to come into Yemen, to be imported to Yemen by human rights organizations and foreign nations who want to, help alleviate the humanitarian and economic deterioration here in the country.
Youssef, how do the people of Yemen feel in the face and the fact that the Saudis are carrying out these airstrikes without a UN mandate, and the international community has so far remained silent with regards to the atrocities that are being carried out there?
Well, they're outraged, and they are also raising a strong condemnation and against the UN Council. They believe that Saudi Arabia is getting away with mass murder. They believe Saudi Arabia is conducting these attacks and these airstrikes in coordination with the U.S., which has publicly mentioned that it has given logistical support to Saudi Arabia. They believe the UN Council is allowing Saudi Arabia to conduct its operations throughout the country, and this is why Saudi Arabia has been allowed to continue this. According to the Yemeni people, it's the UN has the final say so, and they are fully capable of bringing an end to the Saudi airstrikes. They're fully capable of at least allowing humanitarian aid to come into Yemen by basically forcing Saudi Arabia to lift its blockade against Yemen's international airports and against the seaports, which have been blocked off indefinitely by Saudi Arabia and the coalition forces. So there's a great responsibility which the humanitarian or the UN Council has to take, and the Yemeni people have been taken to the streets over the past 3 weeks, and they're calling on the UN to take action against Saudi Arabia and to ultimately lift the siege.
Thank you very much, Youssef. Press TV's Youssef Mawri speaking to us from the Yemeni capital.